Good morning. Psalm 127, please, this morning for our hearing. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, Psalm 127, they labor in vain who seek to build. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward, like arrows, arrows in the hand of a warrior. So are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them, children. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate. Children are a gift, a reward from the Lord. They are to be seen, the Lord says, as a blessing, not a burden. Raising kids right, that's what we want to know about. That's what we want to do. I'm encouraged in this local family that there are so many parents who are doing the very best they can under the leadership and the direction of the Lord and by His Word to get it right. But I must say to you, as a father with some experience, as difficult as it is for me to say this, and at times folks misunderstand what I mean by it, I am going to say it anyway, there are no guarantees. I preach to parents quite often who said, we did the very best that we can to do it right and to get it right, and the child turned out wrong. Every child has his or her own will. It is about choice and choosing. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, is a great biblical proverb, packed full of truth that ought to be preached and practiced. But even God had rebellious children. It's a proverb. It's not a hard and fast rule. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Just as there are no perfect parents and there are no perfect children, we do possess as a gift from God His full revelation. The manual that God has given us with regards to parenting is perfect. We need to look into it. I want to ask us three basic questions this morning. And as we go through the three questions, I want to be as practical and yet biblical as I know how to be. We will camp more on the first question, so don't get nervous, than we will the last two. But there are three questions that I want us to ask ourselves, parents, and to consider as we are concerned about raising kids right, how to get it right, what the Lord says is our responsibility as parents. Good morning and welcome to all who are here, especially again visitors. We're encouraged by you being here. We're glad and happy you are with us this morning. Question number one, what is our mission? Dads, what is your mission? Moms, what is your mission? What is our mission as parents? Perhaps this can be best answered by looking at a passage we've seen in Joshua, the life of Joshua. Joshua, not simply as a leader of a nation, but Joshua as the leader in his home. You've seen the passages, Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord, Joshua 24. 14 and 15, serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. and put away the gods, the gods which your father served on the other side of the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if serving the Lord, Joshua says, seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves. But you must choose. Choose then for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But Joshua says, as for me and my house, and you could finish it, couldn't you? Every parent, I think, here this morning could finish it. Joshua 24 and 15, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua said, we will. Not we might. Joshua said, we will. It was non-negotiable. Joshua said, I have chosen to serve the Lord, and I will lead my house to do the same. Joshua's allegiance was known by his family, just as his allegiance was demonstrated before the nation. Joshua's faith was firm, and his sincerity was seen. Joshua's kids knew where their father stood. And Joshua's kids, his family, knew who came first. The Lord. Fathers, it's our job. It's your job to provide leadership and direction to your family. That's what Joshua 24 teaches. And fathers, the leadership and the direction that we must supply to our families goes further than, much further than, simply bringing home a paycheck. It's our responsibility to step up and assume the leadership of our family, to make the declaration, to have the boldness that we see in Joshua, and take on the responsibility in training our children. Isn't that what we read and we talk about from Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4? Fathers, bring up your children. That's on the shoulders of the fathers. Do we need help? Absolutely. Can we give help? Can we get help? We better be. But Ephesians 6 and verse 4 says, fathers, bring up your children. You bring up your children in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. There's a temptation with preachers, especially early on in our ministry, if you will. When we start preaching and yet also start fathering and we bring children into the world, a temptation with preachers is to see their ministry and their field of evangelism to be everybody else. Saving everybody else. And while that's important and part and partial to the work of evangelism, seeking souls, our primary responsibility, fathers, is our children. Whether it's one, three, or more than three. And that's not easy. But it's on us. And training up our children and bringing up our children and assuming that leadership is much further and goes beyond simply, quote, bringing them to church. And that's important. I've admonished, our elders have admonished, every father, lead your family. Help get the kids ready, prepared for the Lord's day. Lead your family. Children growing up need to understand they don't need to continually come to fathers on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock wanting to know where the family's going at 9:30 that Sunday morning. They know. It's part and partial to who we are, and so it's the responsibility and the privilege with regards to what we do and where we go. Because we serve the Lord, we want to worship with the Lord's people. But assuming that headship and that responsibility in the family with regards to your children goes much beyond, quote, just simply bringing them to church. Let's see another Old Testament passage we've seen before, Deuteronomy chapter 6. The words of God through Moses to a nation but to parents. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning in verse 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord your God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5, love the Lord your God. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these commandments, Deuteronomy 6 now, verse 6, these commandments that I give to you today, parents, are to be on your hearts. And you shall, parents, you shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way,